Alrighty, good morning and welcome back to Walk with Purpose. We're your host, Antonio and
Hilda Collins, and good morning.
good morning, you guys. We're so excited to just jump into another devotional. And we love that you guys are supporting our podcast. We're seeing the views. Thank you guys so much for the shares, for the likes, and we hope that you guys are receiving something from these messages that the Lord has delivered to our hearts to give to you. So we're going to start off with prayer. We'll jump into announcements and then we'll start the devotion. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, because your fresh anointing has covered us today, Lord Jesus. And your sweet aroma of salvation, Lord, it just abounds in our household, Lord Jesus. Father, it abounds in the ears that are listening, Lord. And we pray for open ears today, Lord. We pray for open hearts today, Lord Jesus. That those who receive this word, Father, that they apply it to their lives and make wiser decisions based off of your will, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, bless this devotion today, bless this podcast, and bless our connection, Lord. Not just physically, but spiritually with you, Lord. As we decrease, Lord, we pray that you increase in our lives. We increase in our faith and understanding, Lord, and you increase your will being done in the lives of those around us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen and
Amen.
amen.
Amen. All right. So some quick announcements. Today
Today is,
is still Wednesday.
yeah. So tomorrow morning,
Yep.
we were going to announce, but tomorrow, Thursday at
At 6 p.m. Because we don't have church service, I'm going to be doing a men's Bible study at through Zoom. And so we're going to host that because today we actually had a movie night for the community.
we had postponed movie night. For those that have been following us, we postponed movie night because of the weather. So we moved it to inside to our home.
Yes.
And we had already put all the chairs up, and we were just obedient, and we were like, Lord, our house is open,
Amen.
but there will be another opportunity for your will to be done. And we were able to finally have movie night from it being postponed. We had it tonight. We gave away our TV, so we had movie night on the laptop, and not one child complained.
Amen.
And I was like, glory,
Yes, Lord
glory to
Jesus.
God, because I think us as adults, we complain more, or we allow our lives to consume us and to make us so busy.
Amen.
And one child told the other and told the other. And it was just so beautiful
Yes, it was.
because children really do care.
Yes.
And they are curious to know about our Lord and Savior. So if you've been following us on social media, we've been talking about the scriptures pertaining to children,
Amen.
and that the Lord has instructed all of us, the body of believers, to instruct them, and to teach them about the Bible. And I'm just so grateful because we had many children today.
Amen.
And a lot of them, I think, if not all of them, maybe three or four, didn't stay to the very end.
Yeah,
And
but a lot of them did.
they weren't distracted. They were very into the movie. So what we plan to do, before we leave this apartment complex, is to do a trivia question and allow them to answer all the questions, and there's no wrong answer. Everything is a learning process, and whoever wins will win the prize that we have. And right now we have a book as a prize,
Yes.
but we will be adding things on as we go until we know for sure when it will be our last week here at our apartment. So from here until the end of the month, we're going to be adding more, and we're going to do like a prize basket for our winner that, you know, not gets the most answers, but we're going to for those that show up to our apartment, just have them write their names down and do like a lottery pick and just
Yeah, like a
do
raffle
that.
almost. Yeah.
And then just leave the children with something, you
Right.
know, other than the presence of the Lord, but reminding them that there's still hope, even if sometimes they don't see it in their own household, that there's still hope out there. And
Yes.
these are his children, not just our children, or they don't live with me, or I can't instruct them. Yes, you can.
Amen.
With God's favor, you can. And that's what he's called us to do, to try to get everybody to the feet of Jesus, even not just children, but older adults. We all need Jesus. I need Jesus every day. I need Jesus when I wake up, when I'm with my children, when I'm in prayer mode with my husband. He has been the center of our relationship. And we've allowed things of the world to consume our lives, but just continuing to pray for our children and the children that are out there. And I'm just grateful because the Lord really does put you in position to evangelize. And man, it's the greatest feeling to really give these children hope, the
Amen.
next generation hope. And today, I think we used all of our seats today
Oh, yeah.
that we were able to purchase from
Yes, Lord.
this thrift store. I didn't post it on our page, but we got the seats from Thrift Tees here in Bellevue, Nebraska, and there I would say almost the same shade color of our logo, Walk with Purpose. And at first, I said, Lord, I know I'm going to be obedient. I saw one chair. The full story is I went on social media and I was looking for, I typed on my husband's marketplace. I was looking for purple, like church chairs, and I came across some. They had like gold outline on the legs part, and then the seat was like royal purple. And I was aiming for those. We showed up to the location, and then he said, the owner said they have just been purchased. But I have this one, and he showed us just one. And I was like, Lord, just have your way with these chairs. I'm gonna go with obedience, and we purchased them, and it has not been a bad purchase since. We were able to use it and
Amen.
have not only Bible study here in our living room with our children, but the children out there to just disciple to them. And we were able to teach them the real meaning of Easter. And that was very exciting because I know my husband and I, we are equipped to make that difference and to turn things around for these little children. And
Absolutely.
that brings me great joy because as a believer, I do believe that these children don't have to be biologically yours. Our children aren't biologically, they're biologically ours, but the Lord has allowed us and has entrusted us to borrow these children for just to instruct them, to teach them, to teach them the ways of the Lord. And I'm just so grateful for what the Lord is doing. He is moving, and he's going to move in this city, in this country, in this nation. And I just wanted to go ahead and read today's devotional. Let's see. We can read Leaning and Learning is today's devotional. So I'm going to read the Bible verse. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. Grab your Bibles, pens, papers, take notes. Really write things down from what you're getting or what you're going to get through this devotional today. So the word of the Lord says, Those who trust in themselves are fools, but those who walk in wisdom are kept safe. We take pride in standing on our own two feet. We want to pay our own way and solve our own problems. Asking for help or advice feels embarrassing. We think we're weak or failing if we can't handle every situation by ourselves. You can't fool God by your attempts at independence. He knows your limitations. He's aware of how hard your lives can be. He allows you to struggle under the weight of trouble. So you learn to lean on him. Man, have you ever felt weak? And have you ever felt strong? And then you went about your own strength and you failed completely because you thought you were strong enough. But the Lord was putting us in position to give our burdens to him.
Amen.
And as a child, how we're speaking about our children, we have three. And there's times where all three of them feel like they're independent, like how it says here. You can't fool God by your attempts at independence. We laugh a little as parents when our children, all of them have done this, even the youngest, when they try to prove to us that they are independent,
Amen.
that they can get their own cup of milk, that they can put their own seatbelt on, that they insist that their left shoe is on the appropriate shoe when the right should be on the left and the left should be, the left should be on the left and the right should be on the left, the
Right.
right. And we just laugh because they're just so bright. And the happiness and the satisfaction that they get of that sense of independence. There's good independence where the independence that won't harm them, like pouring a glass of milk because if they spill it, easy cleanup. The independence of pronouncing a word wrong, the independence of tying their shoe, but the shoelace is not that tight, but it's not going to hold up, but you allow them to do it anyways because you see the joy and the independence that they get, from it. And then there's that harmful independence where you give them the independence and they get hurt by it. An example would be, what would you say? Not just a child, but maybe a teenager.
I'd say that you can try to go off of man's wisdom, like even asking for advice in some cases can put you in more harmful situations than just seeking the Lord. You know? And so one example would be like, how do I go about dealing with a difficult person? You know? And because we're all from different backgrounds and different experiences, the way that we think may be appropriate to handle a bully, for example, like in for a teenager. The way we think maybe the way to handle it may be different from what the view of God and his wisdom would be like for that situation. And so sometimes we become too reliant on what we believe is greater wisdom. And sometimes we look for our leaders for that, you know, our pastors, our parents, or, you know, older sibling. And sometimes it's just the Lord who we need to seek because he knows all things.
Yeah, I think a sense of independence would be sometimes when we don't look for these things, when we don't run to our pastors, when we
Amen.
don't run to our brothers and sisters in Christ,
Right.
when we run to the world, harmful therapy
Yeah.
or medication that will do more harm.
You know, independence can also be like, I want to choose who I want to choose to get advice from.
Amen.
You
Amen.
know? Oh, I know everybody's telling me I should talk to that person about it, but I'm gonna choose this person instead because I feel like they're more wiser.
Amen.
But God's wisdom will be on the lips of anybody who seeks it.
Amen. That's so true.
And so, you know, sometimes that independence of I want to do it my own way, because really that's what independence is. I'm doing it on my own, can get
Yes.
us, you know, in more difficult situations.
Amen. So we're going to take it to Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. And as I just read I want to say it's the NIV version. So if you can go ahead and read the King James version,
Amen.
and my husband will be reading that, I will give you guys a moment to catch up and read scripture with us.
All right, I got it right here. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26 reads, and the word of the Lord says, he who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered. Amen.
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 So,
I believe that for many people, the nudged, the rugged individualist is a hero. We admire the bold, self-directed men and women who know what they want and fight for it. They are self-reliant, neither giving up nor asking for advice. What a contrast to God's way. A person can't know the future and can't predict the consequences of his or her choices with certainty. And so the totality self-reliant person is doomed to failure. The wise person depends on God.
yes,
Amen.
amen. An example that I can give, it's like when we have a GPS. We trust the technology that it will get us from point A to B.
Amen.
But sometimes we've been down the same road or the same street that we say, I got this. I've been down this road so many times. And then you're driving and driving, and then you realize I took a bad turn and now I don't know where I'm at. And I didn't listen to the GPS. I didn't even insert the address. I just went my own way. And this happens to anybody. I've seen it with almost every driver that I've gotten in the car with.
Amen.
It's that self-knowledge that gets us hurt. And so you're driving, and then now you're lost. So then you end up having to GPS your way back into that road
Yes.
to try again. because we try to take that independence.
And what do we normally do when we have to redirect? The Lord says, stop.
Yes.
That's the first thing that we normally do, you know, otherwise it's dangerous to do otherwise. We stop
Yes.
and we finally give it to what we know is going to direct us in the right direction, what we knew was going to direct us in the right direction in the first place.
Amen. So then it takes us to this. Take a look at your challenges today. So evaluate your life, in your marriage, in your parenting, in your parenthood, in your motherhood, in your fatherhood, in your social life. Look at your challenges today. Are you trying to get through them alone?
That's a deep question. Amen. I challenge you guys today to make a prayer point on that.
If the answer is yes, then my next question to you is why? Because we're never alone.
Amen.
We always have our Lord and Savior with us.
Hallelujah. Lord.
He's always there with us, at the right of us, like
Yes, he
sister said
is.
yesterday,
He's good.
at the right of us, always.
Yes. Amen.
When we try to do things independently, and that means I, that means one, that means we are removing Christ, like we're pushing him. We're pushing him out of our lives. We're not giving him that seat next to us because we're putting on that hat of, I'm independent. I don't even need him. And that's the biggest error that we can do as human. To believe that we can go this entire life without him, without giving him any praise, any glory, without giving him the honor. You know, like how people say, but I got this job. I put myself in the situation. I prayed for it. Yes, but even the Lord allowed it.
Amen. I want to share something real quick. You know, sometimes, like my wife was saying, we get too big-headed to think that everything is done by our will. But when we depend on the Father, we have to give him glory because he is in control of everything. Amen. Our daughter was opening up a can, and I said, you can ask God for help because he'll help you. But remember, when he helps you succeed, always give him the glory. Even if you fail, give him the glory because he's deserving of it all. That's all I wanted to share.
Amen. And something as so simple as opening a can,
Yes.
each can like a
It was a can of soup.
canned soup.
Yeah.
But she could have just given up. But children are very independent and they want to be independent.
We have to teach our children to be dependent on God because even she asked me for help and I said, I can't. I want you to grow this extra muscle in your faith to to lean on the Lord in those times of need because I won't always be here for you. I need to know as your father, just like our father needs to know that when we're alone, that we will call on him.
Amen. So it says, are you stuck, unable to move forward as you keep your issues to yourself?
Amen. Amen.
Of course, we're going to feel stuck if we're not talking to anybody or our spouses or even our children, if your children are old enough, or your family and your friends. Co-workers, brothers and sisters in Christ, brothers and sisters in family. How does somebody know what to pray for you if you're not telling them what you need prayers or for or what you're going through? If you're not telling them the issues, the core issues that are going on beneath you,
Amen.
brothers and sisters cannot wonder why they feel so down in the pit, why they feel so buried under, why they feel so drowned, like in such a, like that they've already sunk in if they have not asked for prayers. How are we? We're not genies. We can't guess what brothers and sisters go through, or anybody. We are supposed to seek and you'll find. But that's just not telling people around you. That's in the physical, but in the spiritual, our Heavenly Father wants us to have conversations with him, to come to him,
Amen.
to ask him. Listen, Lord, I'm gonna make it quick. You have 5 minutes. He always gives us our time. He gives us time. His time is infinite. He's always there. He will always be there for us. We have to be able to speak to him. I think I've spoken about this maybe once on our podcast. Right now, my husband has a Bible. We're gonna close this Bible. We're gonna close the scriptures. And our phone, we're gonna turn our phone off. For those at you at home listening, or that will listen, close your Bibles and turn off your phone for a second.
Amen.
Turn off your phone. And once you turn off your phone, leave it for about 5 minutes. And if you were texting somebody, leave it there, you know? If you're expecting a phone call, leave it there. If you're in the middle of a phone call, hang up and just try this method. Turn off your phones and you let me know if you're gonna be able to get a text, if you're gonna be able to receive a phone call. How are we supposed to receive a call? How are we supposed to be in communication if our phones are off? How are we supposed to have communication with our Lord and Savior if our Bibles are closed? Well, I think the Lord, like he forgot me, he skipped me, something happened. He's not listening to me anymore. He's not speaking to me. Well, are you even opening up your Bible and reading scripture?
Because
Because
he's
if
it.
you're not, then you're gonna expect those incoming texts and those incoming calls to not come through if we're not even trying as believers, if we're not even trying. And those that are new in their faith or are interested in having a relationship with Christ, it's something that you will never regret having. It's something that I wish, I hope that I could have started sooner in my life,
Amen.
because he deserves all the praise.
Amen. I want to compound on that. Sometimes instead of thinking that, Lord, are you even listening? We have to ask ourselves first, are we even listening? Because when you read the Word of God, that is His communication to us. Those words that are on these pages are not just written by man, they're written by Holy Spirit. And so he's speaking to us and communicating with us through that. That's why you can read the Word of God in a season in your life and say, Lord, I know you're speaking to me through this verse.
That's why the Bible has to remain open
Amen.
at all times. Remain open. In this household, we have a habit of leaving our Bibles open. We
Amen.
have one in almost every room that we spend the majority of our time in, like
Yeah.
the bathroom, the bathroom,
Well, now we
our
have one in every
children's.
single room.
Yeah,
Amen.
in our children's room.
Yes, Lord.
And
Because you never know when you got to run to that word.
exactly. So the last paragraph of this devotion says, seek God in prayer and study his word for insight. Call out to him for help. Reach out to mature, experienced believers for for wisdom. Invite the Lord into your situation and trust him to provide all you need.
Amen.
So the key word here, what would you say?
The key word here is wisdom. And the reason why is because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And so when we know that all wisdom that is good wisdom comes from God, we have to expect that when we go to any other source, we are already being disobedient and not fearing him instead of thinking that wise counsel will come outside of that. And sometimes the Lord will lead you to wise counsel, but we have to ask him first, always. And I know for a lot of us, it's difficult. For me, it was too. But now we have to walk into a new season of seeking the Lord first before anything. When we wake up, ask him. When we go about our day, ask him. Before you lay your head tonight, ask him. Is what I'm doing today and what I've done today and what I'm going to do tomorrow pleasing to you?
Amen. We have to make sure that we are asking him instead of telling him. Are you telling him that you want a big house? Are you telling him that you want a big family? Are you telling him that you want a promotion? Or are you asking him? Because there's a difference.
Amen.
Because sometimes our will might not be his will.
Amen. You know, there's one thing that we've been blessed to be in many different prayer rooms, I should say, and good prayer rooms too. And something that I heard recently was the term dangerous prayers. Amen. And so sometimes when we get specific, not that the Lord needs specific, but sometimes it's needed because we have to know exactly what we're praying about.
Oh, it's needed. The Lord wants us to be specific, and we need to be specific.
Amen.
Like that saying that says, be careful what you pray for.
Amen.
Be careful what you hope. What are you hoping in?
Amen. I want to go to just one more verse. And it's in Luke chapter 2, verse 52. And this story I kind of overlook sometimes because it's like, oh, that's not really, that big of a story to talk about, But it's when Jesus was at 12 years old and he went. Him and his family went to Jerusalem and he was in the temple teaching at 12 years old. And so when we talk about wisdom, just know that it is never too soon to be able to teach. And Jesus gave us an example here. I'll start from verse 41. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast when they had finished the days. As they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know it. But supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. Verse 45. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. All right. So they were seeking Jesus, ironically enough. Verse 46, now so it was that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. So when we think that our God isn't listening to us, he does. And sometimes he'll ask us questions. What are you doing here? Verse 47, and all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, Son, why have you done this to us? Because maybe she felt like it brought their family shame by going missing, because maybe asking around did that, thinking about what other people felt. Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously. And he said to them, why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? But they did not understand the statement when she spoke to them.
Wow. So just imagine us parents and our 12-year-old telling us, don't worry about me.
Amen.
You guys are my earthly parents, but it's not about you.
Amen.
Physically in the flesh, I know some of you would be like, you are mine, and I raised you better than that. And well, we are your parents, whether you like it or not. But like we said in today's prayer today, our children are borrowed, like how I said in the beginning, our children are borrowed.
Amen.
We
Amen.
have authority over them, but not forever. The
Yes.
moment that the Lord has them and adopts them, that day that our children say, I invite you into my life, Lord.
Amen.
Do as you will. You better hand over that baby boy, that baby girl. Because that's when that umbilical cord, that physical, that rope, that bond is removed. They go their way. They follow Christ.
Amen.
It's literal when it says, follow me.
Amen.
Follow me.
Amen.
Pick up your cross and follow me. And we have to be parents. We have to be in acceptance of that. Because if we realize who gave us our children to begin with and who gave them breath, we bring them in to this world physically. The moment that our children are conceived, but who gives them that breath of life?
The Creator,
Exactly.
the Living God. Amen.
So right here it says, invite the Lord into your situation and trust Him to provide all you need,
Amen.
all finances, restoration in your marriage, in your parenting life.
Free area. We have to seek and invite the Lord in to help us. Otherwise, we're going to always lean on what our better knowledge is. So, Lord, we can't solve our problems on our own. Only you can fully supply our needs. Give us your wisdom and help us as our loving Father. Teach us to trust in you in every situation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And I know in that situation, in situations like that, where we have our children, and if we are obedient from the very beginning with our children, we know that we're to instruct them
Amen.
and to train them and once they become the age of maturity where they make their own decision to serve Christ on their own. We have to be an understanding of that. Because, like how it says here, and in the prayer. Teach us to trust you in every situation. If we're trusting you, if we've equipped them, if we've trained them, if we've instructed them in the ways of the Lord, and we know that you're pure, the Lord is, your word is true, and we put our trust in you, then what are we afraid of as parents when it's time to let them go? For them to flourish and to
Venture off.
venture off
Amen. We have to get them to that point.
with Christ. What are we in fear of if we've done everything we can to the best of our ability
Right.
to, okay, go and make disciples, like how the word says.
Amen. I want to give you guys some insight just so we can explain a little bit more as to how serious it is and why different countries are moving forward, and we have to be progressive in this way. At the age of 12, Jesus was almost considered an adult because over there, at that age, you're already stepping into the role of a man, you know? By the age of 12, think about what you were doing. Jesus was in the temple teaching adults and his peers. We have to really seek the Lord and start now. That way, like my wife was saying, we can set our children up on the path that the Lord can lead them from that point moving forward.
If us as parents trust in the Lord, then what do we have to fear?
Amen. Amen.
And that's what we want to leave you guys with today in this devotional. Really soak it in. On our social media, we've been talking about just Bible verses that pertain to as parents and with children, what are we to do? What is the correct way to make sure that we're equipping them? You know, we don't always get it right as parents from the beginning or in the beginning.
Amen.
But if we self-evaluate and say, you know what, I don't want to parent like that. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to show them that. Then just take it back to scripture. And I encourage you guys to watch one of our videos on social media where we're speaking about this, leaning and learning. And when we think about that word, learning, that's the title of today. When we're learning, it's not just for children, it's for us adults because we need it to.
Amen.
Every day we're learning to be better Christians. We're never going to reach perfection.
Amen.
There was only one person that was perfect. We can strive, and we should, that should be our goal. To try and live an obedient life. But that word, that key word, learning, is not just for us. It's not just for the children. It's for us adults too. Children are to learn. How do they learn? By getting taught. And whose responsibility is to teach them? We'll go to those videos and really take some notes and write down those verses
Amen.
and play it. Read those scriptures and say, Lord, what do you want me to get from this? Allow me to apply this in my everyday life.
Man, there's just two things that I want to leave off. Never feel like you're too young to be wise, and also never feel like you're too old to not be taught new things. Let's have a teachable heart, but let's also ask God for wisdom in all things.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And we will strive to continue to give you guys godly perspectives and advice.
Biblical teaching as well.
Always taking it back to scripture. And to just give you that push and that encouragement as one believer, two believers, to those who are listening, to be encouraged and to have that motivation and that fire for the Lord. And maybe this wasn't for you. Maybe you don't have children, but like how that example that I gave of that GPS, we've all gotten lost before. We've all been lost. For those that are walking in this relationship with Christ and have a relationship with Christ, we just remember where you once were. Not dwell in it, but remember where you once were and where the Lord pulled you out of. We were all lost. My husband and I, we were lost.
Nice.
And because the Lord pulled us out from that wicked place, he did that for us so we could pull people out too.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Yeah.
So thank you guys so much. For listening and apply it in your day-to-day lives. And it's never too late. It starts today. That change starts today. If your parenting is just a little off, then make those changes for your children. I've said it in, I believe, in one of the other social media platforms. Give your children the best version of yourself if you're struggling with depression, anxiety.
Amen.
Ask the Lord for a new and transformed heart. So, as for example, as a mother, you can give them a whole new and renewed mother, a better version, a healed version. If you're a wife, give your husband a better version of a wife. Strive to be that Proverbs 31 woman. We all have been lost. Whether we were redirected by technology through GPS or we took on that map, we found that map and we redirected our steps by kneeling and saying, Lord, I'm coming to the feet of you. Because I'm lost. I'm going to sit right here. And because you love me, because the word says you love me, I know you'll come back. Just like a child that is lost, 9 times out of 10, think about an amusement park, how they always show it in movies. There's an amusement park, and parents are, for some reason, they lost their child. Because sometimes big crowds and stuff. And this child will not move. They will stand in a corner or where it's familiar, and they'll just cry. I know there's children out there. I know there's maybe some adults that will be listening to this and be like, I actually got lost at the store. Or that was me. And I remember being scared and I was crying. How did you feel? And did you move from there? No, you waited to an adult until an adult or somebody came to help you because you didn't know which way to go. You didn't know left or right. You didn't know where your parents went. Or how many of you got lost at Walmart because you wanted to go see the fish tank and then you're like, I have no idea how I got here. So you go to the nearest associate, and then next thing you know, like
Your name's on the intercom. I promise you, that's happened to me. It is so relatable.
Michelle, it's me.
It happened to me.
Michelle, come get your baby, your child. And aisle 7. You didn't know which way to go, so you had to ask an adult. You had to ask, like how it says here. What's a mature believer for that wisdom? Don't be prideful if you're lost, ask for help. Thank you for hearing us today. Have a blessed day.